This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So today is Friday. And some of us need to get gas. Some of us need to go grocery shopping. Some of us are going to have to go see a doctor or medical provider. Some of us are going to need law enforcement. So we need people working on a Friday. But part of our population thinks Fridays should be off. And another part of the population thinks they should also be paid for having Friday off. Now, I admit, when we were first talking about the four-day work week, I was a little iffy, saying, well, a lot of people are already kind of tuning out. They're just talking about the weekend. I don't really see a lot of productivity on Fridays. But I changed my mind, and I think it's going to be a flipping disaster. And I changed my mind when, one, legislators and people are saying, yeah, but I should be paid for not coming in on a Friday. And when we started to see the 3.5-day work week movement. There are people advocating that the work week should only be 3.5 days. So it's already starting. They've already assumed Friday is off. So now your Thursday is going to be your Friday. So your Thursday is where you're already winding down. All right, we have a lack of productivity in this country. We're not very productive. We have some people that work their asses off. But we have shortages. We have supply chain shortages. We have people not coming to work. We have people stealing on the job. We have things that aren't done. We have kids that aren't learning. We have crime that's not being handled. We have court cases that are backed up. We have patients with multiple month-long waits. The conversation we should be having is how to increase our productivity. Now, people are saying, well, we do that by giving people off work and paying them. And there's been some studies saying, yeah, if people get paid for not coming to work, they're going to do a really, really good job on that Monday or Tuesday. You're supposed to be doing a flipping good job anytime. If I'm a physician, I'm not going to pick and choose when I'm going to do a good job. I'm going to give it 100% every time. If I'm a teacher, I'm going to give it 100% every class. You're supposed to be giving it 100%. And one of the reasons why we have such a problem now with labor and in the food industries and retail industries and in the healthcare industries and the law enforcement industries is because COVID separated the population into people who get to work from home and get to relax, sleep in, work multiple jobs, rake in more money, and those who have to only get paid for a single job and have to be boots on the ground. They're watched, monitored all the time doing work. And these people over here are like, to hell with this. I want what they have. And now you're going to worsen the divide by saying these people also get paid Fridays and paid half-day Thursdays off? It's going to be a disaster. Now, it might not be a disaster in the short run for the people who make the extra money. Getting paid for not working is really nice. So in the short run, you're going to have some people are pretty happy. But in the long run, you are going to have individuals go, why the hell am I showing up 5 days a week to work when I could get paid for 3.5? So anybody who has a job like that is going to want to shift over. Number two is, has anybody talked to employers about how this is going to work? If they could barely pay for not only your wage, but your taxes, your Medicare, Social Security, FICA, your health insurance, right? Because if you're a five-day-a-week employee only working 3.5 days, then they're also paying for your health insurance and your dental and your maternity leave. What employers have that kind of money? Definitely not the small business people. No way. They could barely pay you for working, let alone for you to just be off. So the automation and the AI push is going to be even more expeditious. And so, I'm kind of frustrated. I guess in Pennsylvania, there's a legislator wanting to legislate the four-day work week. Oh, it's going to be great for them getting votes. But who's working on Fridays? Now, somebody could say, well, Dahlia, the four-day work week will be Tuesday through Friday, so Mondays people will be off. We need America functioning every day of the week. And we split it up among ourselves. Now, if we have plenty of people where you could do, all right, I'll do 3 days, you do 3 days, all right, then maybe it's fine. But I don't see how we have enough staff to do that. Now, you're going to get plenty of staff who are going to want five-day pay for 3.5-day work. But what do you think that pay is going to look like? That employer is going to be like, well, you know what? Your base pay is going to be less. I'm not going to be paying you six figures for you only working 3.5 days. And then what's next? If your Thursday morning is now your Friday and it's a half day, people are already going to be tuning out, which means now you only have productivity Monday through Wednesday. It doesn't stop. And again, you guys lost me. I would have been more supportive until somebody decided to do the 3.5 days after the 4-day work week. Why did they do that? Well, because people are already blowing off the Fridays. Bosses have been complaining for years that people are there on Friday. Some people are working, some aren't, but they're basically leaving early, tuning out, and they're paying for nothing. So you're going to make it official? I think it's going to be a disaster, people. As much as I want some of you to get free days because it'll make you happy, you might feel you have more work-life balance, it is not the job of an employer to pay you for your day off every single week of the year so you could be with your family. Whose responsibility is that? Is it the government's? Do we want to be socialized or communistic, where the government is going to pay for whatever you need? You just do what we say. I don't want to be owned like that. I would rather, if I want to make more money, I work. But I'm telling you right now, guys, once we start to cut back these work days and force people to pay you for not being there, it's going to be a flipping disaster. 1-877-DALLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits.
Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So for a while now, Pfizer, BioNTech had said they were going to come up with a combined shot for COVID and flu. And a lot of people like that. Other people are a little concerned about it, especially since yesterday. We had that study come out talking about how there might be an increased risk of stroke combining your flu and COVID shot at the same time. But they said for those over 85 years old. So for the general population, right now, researchers think it's safe. And Pfizer and BioNTech announced that it would soon begin a phase 3 trial. for this combined flu and COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. They found positive results following its phase 1 to 2 study. So phase 1 and 2 trials evaluate whether a new drug or treatment is both safe and effective. Phase 3 is when they start to expand it to a larger population. An official for Pfizer, according to The Hill, said that they were encouraged by the results they've seen so far with their combined flu and COVID-19 vaccine. The company said the results indicated the shot had a safety profile comparable to its standalone COVID-19 vaccine. I don't know exactly how good it was for flu. I don't think we have that data yet. So in their statement, Pfizer Senior Vice President Annalisa Anderson said this vaccine has the potential to lessen the impact of two respiratory diseases with a single injection and may simplify immunization practices for providers, patients, and healthcare systems all over the world. So the phase three trial will include more participants and also look to see if there's side effects that didn't show up in the smaller scale studies but show up in the bigger studies. One of the reasons why the FDA received a signal on the COVID vaccine and stroke risk, they actually received a signal back in January, and a follow-up study was reported yesterday. Here we are, 10 months later, discussing how they think that stroke risk was in those over 85 years old. But once you have a medication out there, a lot of times that's when things unveil. So Viagra was already on the market and people were dropping because some of these individuals were on nitrates and nitroglycerin, sublingual nitroglycerin for their angina or heart condition. So then immediately Pfizer had to say, no, do not use it. And the FDA also, do not use it if you take nitrates, because you could have a severe reaction. So sometimes things don't come out until the general population is using it. And I know people are like, well, I don't want to be a guinea pig. Well, we're learning a lot about medications. We're learning a lot about antibiotics. We thought you could take antibiotics and no big deal. Now we're finding that a lot of them are messing up our gut microbiome. And maybe we should be rethinking how much we do with antibiotics. So Pfizer launched a first trial for the combined flu and COVID vaccine last year. Public health experts said that a combined vaccine would enhance vaccine uptake. As many of you have noticed, there's a lot of there's a lack of enthusiasm for the COVID booster, as people are finding that their COVID infection is a little bit more mild. Even though hospitalizations are up and people are still dying of COVID, the average person is finding that COVID is a lot more dealable than it was early in 2020. And so many people are starting to worry about all the vaccines they've been getting. You know, flu shot once a year with a killed version of the virus was a lot more palatable for people. Only 50% of the population would get a flu shot, but still 50% of the population. With the COVID vaccine and the mRNA technology, even though the mRNA technology has been around for a while, and the vaccine is new, you have, what, maybe 12% of the population getting the COVID booster, maybe less. And so obviously, if public health officials could figure out a way to get maybe that 50% of the population to also get their COVID at the same time, it just, I don't know if a lot of people are going to want the mRNA technology. The mRNA technology, I don't fear. The DNA technology, I got a little nervous about. And I told you how the mRNA technology works, where there's a piece of DNA, a piece of messenger RNA. It gets protected in a little liposome, a little fat envelope, gets into your cell. It tells the cell, these are the instructions. The foreman is your DNA. Foreman could still be asleep and do its thing, not be touched. But the cytoplasm, the workers surrounding that DNA, takes the message RNA, go, all right, looks like we got to do this. Come on, guys. They use that messenger RNA to make proteins. These proteins then get elicited off the cell. The immune system learns them and goes, wow, all right, these things we need to watch out for. And then when real COVID comes, you already have a level of immunity. It's a very, very cool concept. But it's a little more involved, and it does involve genetic material that freaks some people out. The DNA vectored vaccines like the Johnson & Johnson and the AstraZeneca that use an adenovirus or another virus to bring the DNA in, that DNA has to work with our DNA. And that makes people a little more nervous. The Novavax vaccine for COVID is kind of cool because it's kind of like our flu vaccine now where it's pieces of the virus. So you don't need RNA, DNA to basically how the DNA works is the DNA tells the other DNA to make the messenger RNA, and then that cytoplasm then does what it would do for a Pfizer or Moderna shot with the Johnson & Johnson AstraZeneca shot. With Novavax, it's little pieces of spike protein. So then the body learns that what that spike protein is, and then nobody has to DNA or mRNA and make anything. So the Novavax is closer to what we have with the inactivated flu vaccine. But there's still a lot of questions going on as to what are the side effects of these vaccines and how serious are these vaccines in terms of the COVID vaccine, taking the COVID vaccine and flu vaccine at the same time. It doesn't sound like it would be the inactivated flu vaccine. It looks like they would be making an mRNA flu vaccine. And so it would be the mRNA technology, which, again, has been used for a long time. But how I look at it when it comes to vaccines, people, is I think for some people it is exactly what they need. It saves their lives. For others, they have problems with it. They react. When one of my doctor friends who I trained with came down with Guillain-Barré after the flu shot, he'll never get the flu shot. And then his wife also had severe side effects from the flu shot. And, you know, they're not very conservative. They're liberal. But so it's not a Republican-Democrat thing. But having a reaction and been hospitalized after taking a shot, of course it's going to worry you. And the average doctor would say, don't get it again. Because you may have that immune system. Guillain-Barré is where your immune system decides to turn on you, on your nerves. It gets so primed after the vaccine or an illness, a virus, that it could turn and attack your spinal cord and attack your nerves. And luckily he lived. He still has a foot drop and he still has a neurological deficit. But for some people, it just won't work, which is why you can't mandate the shots. You know, there's a study that came out looking at seizures in children after getting the COVID-19 vaccine. It was a small risk, but enough to, again, make a paper and for the FDA to watch. And when compared to the baseline seizure population in 2020, they found that there were more seizures in kids who got the COVID-19 vaccine than not. Doesn't mean the COVID-19 vaccine caused the seizures, but it was something they noticed. Now, when they tried to look at data from 2022, they said that signal and that uptick was not seen. But they did see it when compared to levels of 2020. Not that the shot was given in 2020, but they looked at the baseline seizure rate in 2020 to compare. So what does that mean? It means don't mandate these shots. Whoever wants it can get it. Whoever doesn't want it doesn't get it. We don't force it. And as I said earlier on with this, we had, when COVID came out, and all these public officials were locking us down and coming up with these mandates and these rules that didn't make a lot of scientific sense. And people said, but look, COVID, you know, the probability of being killed by COVID is 1 in 1 million. And they made us believe that that 1 in 1 million could be us. And if COVID has the ability to kill 1 in 1 million, then you have no idea if you're going to be safe. Then all of a sudden the shot came out and there was a 1 in 1 million chance of having a severe side effect. And they said, no, that's not you. That won't be you. So what are people to think? So I'm glad they are progressing with these shots. I'm glad we have vaccines at our disposal. I just don't think they should be forced on people or mandated. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. and now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The FBI and other agencies last night responding to a home in Bodwin, Maine, looking for the mass shooting suspect Robert Card. An arrest warrant has been issued for Card, with officials saying he should be considered armed and dangerous. A lockdown took place last night at the Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst in Burlington County. The base saying there was an active shooter and all personnel were to lock down until further notice. The sitting president losing favor with his own party. President Biden's approval rating with the Democratic Party has hit a record low, according to a Gallup poll. Only 75% of Democratic respondents approve of his performance. The Idaho grand jury indictment against Brian Koberger will stand. He's the suspect in the murders of four University of Idaho students last year. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't mind if society changes. I don't mind if we progress in some things. What I mind about is getting trapped. I don't want to get trapped. I don't want somebody to change a rule on me so quick and go, oh, you should have known that, you're in trouble. And there's a lot of entrapment that's going on, even if it's inadvertently. And one trap that we are getting caught up in is the trap where we are marginalizing the Gen Zs and making them feel they could only be one political party. when not all Gen Zs are one political party. And what society is trying to do is, rather than say they're anti-woke or anti-Democrat, they're saying they're anti-Gen Z because they think that could be a little bit more acceptable. And if you say you're anti-Democrat, you could lose your job, you could, you know, you could get an audit, who knows what. But if you could, you know, say the age-old adage, you know, youth have it easy, youth have it good, I have to walk uphill the snow both ways, I have a problem with the Gen Zs. You're falling to a trap. You better be careful. The last thing we want is to take a whole new generation of bright and intelligent people and make them feel like their only choice is one side. You got to be careful, because that's kind of what the powers that be want. They would love nothing more than the millennials, the Gen Zs, the Generation Alphas to all be liberal and the conservatives go away. You have got to be careful. There's a business owner that put up no Gen Zs allowed. Only baby boomers only. It's a small business owner. I don't know if I have the city this is. The store manager in Rhode Island, I apologize for us closing again. My two new cashiers quit because I said the boyfriends couldn't stand here for their entire shift. We talked about this story a while back. I think this happened a couple months ago. And so the note said, don't hire Gen Zs. They don't know what work actually means. Now hiring baby boomers only. So, as I said, roughly baby boomers are 1946, basically after 1945, although a lot of baby boomers who were born in 42 and 44 say they're still baby boomers. I'm fine with that, because I get they kind of changed it. It's technically traditionalist now, but if you were born because somebody came home on leave and mom got pregnant, as far as I'm concerned, you're a baby boomer. I'm fine with that. But baby boomers are 45 to 65. Gen Xs were born between 65 and 80. Millennials born between 80 and 95. Gen Zs born between 1996 and 2010. Generation Alpha between 2010 and 2025. And then we're going to have the Generation Betas, unless they come up with a better name. So the work ethic of baby boomers and Gen Xs, but definitely baby boomers, is something that we haven't seen replicated. But mind you, when you tell a baby boomer or a Gen X that they can have a 3.5-day work week and still get paid for 5 days, we're having very similar sort of quit rates in older individuals as well. Just because somebody was born in 1947 doesn't mean that they are going to be there full time working that full 40 hours. They're also aging. And if you are a business owner that says you're only going to hire people of a certain age, you could get in trouble for discrimination. So, you know, we're talking about traps. And one thing that I have complained about is how people don't get the memo. And nobody's giving us the memo. And then all of a sudden, you do something wrong. And or you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So, for example, that superintendent applicant who was addressing two educators with female names, and in up until I think maybe 24 months ago, it was bad form for a man to address a woman who is a academician or a professional by her first name. That would be considered sexist, misogynist, unprofessional, and inappropriate. You would address her as Miss, or Mrs., or Ms. He addressed these two ladies, not by their first name, being colloquial, but with a Mrs., Miss, didn't get the job. Why? Because he assumed their genders were female. Now, I get that ticks people off. But they said, how could somebody be an educator that doesn't understand that? Well, because how could you be an educator and address people by their first name when they're addressing you as Mr. So-and-so. So what do you do? Okay, you don't want to be damned if you do, damned if you don't. Well, then, I guess, you know, I just now with my email say hello. You're supposed to ask people how they would like to be referred to, but sometimes you're only going to have one email. And so if I send an email, what are your pronouns, I might not get an email back if they're looking for an answer. So I say, hello, everyone, and then I answer the question. Now, is that what we learned in, because I took secretarial classes, and no, that's not what we learned. Now, to whom it may concern is coming back, but that's cold. If you're already having a discussion with somebody, Bobby Jackson, and you don't know if they're male or female, you could always say, how would you like to be addressed? Hello, how would you like to be addressed? And then go into the email. But a lot of people aren't getting that memo. Same thing with they and the plural and the singular. In school, you got in trouble if Bobby walked into a store and you said they bought a ball. It was he bought a ball. Why are you using plural when it's singular? But now that we don't know the gender, they say use they. So if you're an academician and you are applying for a job and they say, what would you do with this student? Well, they would have to talk to, that is a grammar faux pas. But I guess there's a memo that nobody's seen that you could do that now because it's worse to misgender. A lot of things also that people are not very comfortable with and they don't know what to do, like this Robert Card suspect shooter. They're saying he was schizophrenic. I think there's a memo that you can't do that. You can't call somebody schizophrenic. You could say he might have had a diagnosis and was treated for schizophrenia. But if you say somebody has ADHD, or that you're, that could be a major faux pas because you're diagnosing them. Also, you have to be careful with some of the jokes. Like, you run like a girl. Can't do that. You throw like a girl. You catch like a girl. It's funny, if you watch Friends, the Friends reruns that play all the time, so much of what they say, and in fact they've now been criticized for so much of what they're saying is quickly incorrect. And I'm noticing with some of the older sitcom episodes, they're actually blocking certain episodes because they think it's going to trigger people. Or it's going to have cultural, 1990 cultural norms that are not in line with what we do now. Now, I never liked that, you throw like a girl, but I got to be honest, guys, I'm not good at throwing. You can say you can throw like Dahlia. I'm not a good thrower. I can kick. Give me a kickball. Give me a soccer ball. I could run. I can't throw. I don't know why. I've never been able to throw. I'd like to know that, why some girls can't throw. But we just don't say all girls can't. Another thing they don't like is, no offense, but you're not allowed to offend anybody. So you can't say no offense. So I guess just don't say anything that's going to offend somebody. I know we need a better memo. 1-877 Doc Belly.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Up anymore. You know, they have a new diet now. Didn't we just talk about how the Mediterranean diet has been surpassing everybody's expectations about being the healthiest diet? All right, we have a new diet now. You want to know what it's called? The portfolio diet. You can't make this stuff up. I get, you know, and I get we're perfecting things in science. It's always evolving. We're always perfecting things. But, oh, come on. Can we at least, you know, give us a couple months rest with this? We're coming into Halloween. We're coming into Thanksgiving. We're coming into Christmas. I really don't want to talk about dieting for the next few months. But I need to tell you guys about the portfolio diet. Why is it called a portfolio diet? Because the organizers or whoever has come up with this wants you to diversify your cholesterol-lowering food groups. Most of us don't have a diversified stock portfolio and financial portfolio. We got it now portfolio-wise or diet. This was invented by researchers from Harvard University T.H. Chan School of Public Health and is made up of a range of cholesterol-lowering foods. Now, this could be really cool. You know, and it's similar to Mediterranean diet, but I guess the name makes people think of things a different way. And I got to admit, I am going to support this because I like the idea of finding what works for you. Not everybody's diet. Jenny Craig doesn't work for everybody. Wegovy doesn't work for everybody. Jenny Weight Watchers doesn't work for anybody. Everybody, the fasting diet. You know, there's South Beach, Atkins, to each their own. So I like that we have other options. It's just, you know, you just kind of wonder if people are like, you know what, let's just figure out something so we get our name on it. Let's call it the portfolio diet. So followers of the portfolio diet are asked to swap in plant-based proteins instead of red meat, and eat lots of complex fibrous foods like oatmeal, healthy fats like nuts. Kind of similar to Mediterranean diet. Mediterranean diet lets you eat lean meat, fish. But the portfolio diet is a little bit more plant-forward. Tries to discourage animal proteins more than other dietary patterns. And I have to tell you, I have been telling you guys to do something similar to this when I told you to start swapping out your meat at lunch for a salad. Don't have meat with every meal. We know that red meat is linked to diabetes and heart disease, and a lot of us are eating too much chicken. You don't necessarily have to have meat multiple times a day. And so I've been telling you guys to try to swap some salads, but now they have a fancy new chic term. So what sort of foods, according to Daily Mail, should be added to your daily portfolio? Avocado, pear, apple, oranges, bananas, kiwi, peaches for fruit. For vegetables, okra, eggplant, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, and turnips. For nuts, almonds, walnuts, cashews, pistachios. Seeds, some flaxseed, sunflower seeds, chia. Whole grains, oats, quinoa, brown rice, barley. For legumes, black beans, kidney beans, lentils, chickpeas, lima beans. Oh, God. Okay, I'm telling you right now, I am not diversifying. Soy protein, tofu, tempeh. I hope I pronounced that right. Soy milk, soy cold cuts, soy veggie burgers. Okay, I would not be recommending any of these burgers that are filled with a bunch of preservatives to try to make it taste like meat. I would rather you be as chemical-free, but they have that on there. And then healthy fats, they say margarine and vegetable oils enriched with plant sterols. I thought margarine doesn't have healthy fats, so be careful with that. Now, they want you to purge from your portfolio processed foods, like chips, pretzels, fried foods, convenience meals, french fries, processed meats, the white pasta, white rice, white bread, tortillas, sweets like cookies and cakes, candies, baked goods, sugar, table sugar, honey, maple syrup, brown sugar, and beverages, soda, sweet tea, sports drinks, and energy drinks. Now, they say people who followed the diet for 30 years, it wasn't about weight loss. Its main goal was heart health. And they found that the people who followed this diet had a 14% lower risk of coronary heart disease and strokes. Now, that makes sense. They published their findings in the American Heart Association's journal Circulation. And, lowering heart disease and stroke does depend on what you're eating and clogging your arteries with. So choosing cholesterol-lowering foods, not only that are low cholesterol, but may actually help you lower your cholesterol because fiber will help you leach it out and poop it out, is I think, very strategic. But I bet if you do eat a lot of processed foods, you'll end up losing weight anyway. Here's my only issue with this. This was a survey that was filled out. Participants filled out a questionnaire at the start of the study, and every 4 years after that for 30 years. So how many people are truthful? Now, you hope everybody is really, really honest and they're not going to lie. But what if they go, oh my gosh, I ate so many nuts. Okay, how many nuts did you have? Well, we put nuts in the brownies last month, and then I grabbed a handful at work the other day. Okay, is that really a lot? I mean, so hopefully these questions kind of sifted through people who could BS a little bit. But it does make sense. I mean, they're not reinventing the wheel here. It's, you know, try to get meat out of your diet. You could still eat some meat, but you don't have to have bacon and sausage for breakfast, a hamburger at or chicken sandwich at lunch, and then a steak or chicken at dinner. You don't have to have meat three times a day. I think you could limit that. You guys are also going to notice that there's a questionnaire, a 38-question quiz that allows you to find out how long you're going to live. Now, that's nice. I don't like these quizzes because they don't really factor in getting hit by a bus or a Hamas attack or a mass shooting or I think there was a beautiful bridge that a glass bridge in a beautiful spot in Indonesia that cracked and somebody fell and died. So it's not taking that into account. But when you do the quiz, it asks you some interesting questions. So it wants to know your height and weight, things like that. Wants to know your age, wants to know your gender, wants to know if you read books, how many minutes do you work out, if you drink, if you smoke, if you do drugs, what about your stress level? It asks a lot of things about your lifestyle. And when you take this quiz, it's interesting because when you're like, you know what, I could probably do that more. I forgot about that. And when you look at some of the markers, you know, how often do you eat junk food, things like that. It talks about nicotinamide, adenine, dinucleotide, whether people have taken it. Now, I don't know if it's because they're trying to sell the supplement. But with the exception of that question, I thought it was pretty good. Because it also asked if you snore. You know, it asked little things that, because we talk about this all the time. You know, sleep apnea puts you at risk. Heart disease. It asked if any of your family members had cancer, had heart disease. Your risk factors can project onto your life. But you can modify any sort of truncation of your life by some of your lifestyle choices. So you might want to consider taking this test. I think it's called the, it's a longevity quiz. Anyway, by Dr. Paul Savage. But eat healthier, rest, get good amounts of sleep. If you do have sleep apnea, get that addressed. If you have any risk factors, get those checked out. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.